Hi, hey, thank you so very much. That's right, it's Mike and Kim, and it's time for some good stuff. We're going to kick it off with some good stuff. For example, Tri-State Livestock News. You might have noticed they're not this glossy, urban, fancy magazine. That's true. They bypassed all the glitz for real hard-hitting ranching news. Readers come for one thing, authentic agriculture insights. And I reckon you'll forgive their rustic style when you see their content. It is amazing, all the things that they have. Make sure you check them out soon. Visit online, tsln.com.
And don't miss the article by Ruth Weichman, the associate editor, on a prairie monsoon in one of the recent editions of Tri-State Livestock News. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska, the Valentine area, whether you're on the hunt for museums or waterfalls or a scenic Niobrara River trip, maybe just a little getaway for the weekend or something. Check it out at visitvalentine.com or visitvalentine.org.
Mike, I have a piece for us today. It's 11-step program for those considering having children.
Okay.
You want to give it a run?
Sure, let's do that.
All right. Lesson one, go to the grocery store. Arrange to have your salary paid directly to their head office. Go home, pick up the paper, and read it for the last time.
For the last time. And number two step in the 11-step program, before you finally go ahead and have children, find a couple who already are parents and berate them about their methods of discipline, about their lack of patience, appalling low tolerance levels, allowing their children to run wild, and suggest in ways that they can improve their child's breastfeeding, sleep habits, toilet training, table manners, and overall behavior. Enjoy it. Because it will be the last time in your life that you will have all the answers.
Lesson three, a really good way to discover how the nights might feel. Get home from work and immediately begin walking around the living room from 5 to 10 o'clock carrying a wet bag weighing about 8 to 12 pounds. With a radio turned to static or some other obnoxious sound, don't forget, play it loudly. Eat cold food with one hand for dinner. At 10 p.m., put the bag down gently, set the alarm for midnight, and go to sleep. Get up at 12 and walk around the living room again with the bag until 1 a.m. Set the alarm for 3 a.m. As you can't get back to sleep, get up at 2 a.m. and make a drink and watch an infomercial. Go to bed at 2:45. Get up at 3 a.m. when the alarm goes off. Sing songs quietly in the dark until 4 a.m. Get up, make breakfast, get ready for work, and go to work. Work hard and be productive. Repeat steps 1 through 9 each night. Keep this up for 3 to 5 years. Look cheerful and together.
Okay. Lesson four. Can you stand the mess that children make? To find out, smear peanut butter onto the sofa and jam onto the curtains. Hide a piece of raw chicken behind the stereo and leave it there all summer. Stick your fingers in the flower bed, then rub them on the clean walls. Take your favorite book or photo album, etc., whatever, and just simply wreck it. Spill milk on your new pillows. Cover the stains with crayons. Now, how does that look?
One true story, spread mustard across your brand new carpet.
That would do it.
Yep. Let's talk about lesson five. Dressing small children is not as easy as it seems. Buy an octopus and a small bag made out of loose mesh. Attempt to put the octopus into the bag so that none of the arms hang out. Time allowed for this? All morning.
Okay. Lesson six, forget the BMW and buy the minivan. And don't think that you can leave it out in the driveway spotless and shining. Family cars don't look like that. Buy a chocolate ice cream cone and put it in the glove compartment. Leave it there. Get a dime, stick it in the CD player. Take a family-sized package of chocolate cookies, mash them into the back seat, sprinkle Cheerios, and then smash them with your foot. Run a garden rake along the side of your car. That's what it's going to be like.
Well, Mike, we have a few more steps for that, and we're not going to get them all in this program, so we'll continue those in another edition of The Good Stuff. But to hold us over, how does this sound? The trouble with having an open mind is, of course, that people will insist on coming along and try to put things in it.
That's true.
And any man who afflicts the human race with ideas must be prepared to see themselves misunderstood.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And then keep listening to this great radio station for more of The Good Stuff.